Today we're building a concrete echo impact in Ableton Live 12, and this is a really useful one if you're making jungle, old school DNB, rollers, or darker bass music. The idea is simple. We're not trying to make a giant cinematic boom. We want a short, gritty, tape-worn transition hit that feels physical, a little dusty, and just imperfect enough to sound authentic. Think of it like a concrete block landing in an old machine room, then leaving a short echo behind as the next section kicks in. This matters a lot in drum and bass because the arrangement moves fast. You might only have a few bars to tell the listener something is about to change. A well-made impact can help you move from intro to drop, drop to breakdown, or breakdown back into the next rush of energy without reaching for a huge modern riser sound. We're going to keep this beginner-friendly and use Ableton stock devices only. First, create a new audio or MIDI track and load a simple source. You can use Simpler or Drum Rock, but Simpler is probably easiest here. Drop in a kick one shot, a short percussion hit, or even a chopped piece of a breakbeat. The best starting point is something that already has some body and a strong transient. We're transforming a solid sound, not trying to invent everything from zero. Open the sample in Simpler and set it to one shot. Trim it so the beginning is tight, and make sure the transient hits right away. If there's a tiny click at the start, add a little fade. If the sample is already tight, you probably don't need work on. You want this source to feel like a short thud, not a full drum hit. If it sounds too bright, transpose it down a little, maybe 1-4 semitones. If there's a bit too much sub in the source, that's fine for now. We'll shape it in a moment. This first stage is the concrete part. We want a hard center, a physical hit, something with weight. Next, add saturator after the source. This is where the hit starts getting that warm tape-style grit. Start subtle. Set drive around +2 to +6 dB. And turn soft clip on. Then match the output level so the processed sound is about the same loudness as the bypassed one. That's important. A lot of the time saturation sounds better simply because it got louder, so level match as you go. If you want a dirtier, older feel, push the drive a little harder, maybe up to +7 or +10 dB, but keep an ear on the transient. The punch should stay intact. The goal is density and texture, not fizzy distortion. In jungle and old school DNB, that slightly printed, sampled, worn out sound often sits better than something super clean. Now add EQ8 after saturator. This is where we make the impact mix ready. Start with a high pass around 25 to 35 Hz to clear out rumble. If the hit feels muddy, dip somewhere around 180 to 350 Hz by a couple of dB. If the click is too sharp, gently reduce the 3 to 6 kHz area. And if the sound needs a little more knock or presence, you can try a small boost around 1 to 2 kHz. Keep these moves broad and simple. In drum and bass, especially when you're working toward a clean drop, you don't want the impact hogging low-end space. You want it to feel loud because it's focused, not because it's oversized. Now for the signature part. Add echo after EQ8. This is the concrete echo idea. We want a short, dark delay that feels like a reflected slap, a machine room smear, or a decayed room bounce. Start with sync on. Try a time of 1/8 or 1/16, feedback around 10-25%, and dry/wet around 10-25%. Then darken the delay with a filter, usually somewhere around 4-8 kHz on the low-pass side. You can also push the character toward a warmer mode and add just a little modulation, so it feels less static. The important thing is to keep it short. In fast DNB, a delay tail can easily blur the groove if it goes too long. We want a shadow of the hit, not a wash. If you want more drama, automate the feedback and dry/wet only on the final hit of a phrase, so the last impact blooms a bit more than in others. After echo, add reverb, but keep it small and dark. This is not a lush hall or a glossy space. It's a gritty room that helps the impact feel like it belongs in the track. Good starting settings are size around 20-40%, decay around 0.8 to 1.8 seconds, pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds, high cut around 5 to 8 kHz, low cut around 150 to 250 hz, and dry/wet around 5 to 15%. If the reverb starts sounding too shiny, darken it. If it lasts too long, shorten it. For old school and jungle vibes, a short dark room usually works better than a big modern tail. At this point, play the impact with a breakbeat loop, a subnote, or a reese-line. That context check is really important. Solo can lie to you. Something might sound massive by itself and then completely get in the way once the bass and drums come back in. If the impact is stepping on the first kick of the drop, shorten the tail, reduce the low end, or trim the brightness a bit. Now let's make it usable in an arrangement. Automate the effect so it hits hardest at phrase endings. For example, you could keep the main section moving for a few bars, drop the bass out briefly, then have the concrete echo impact land on the last beat, before the next drop. That tension and release feeling is a huge part of DNB energy. A nice workflow is to automate echo dry slash wet up a little on the final hit, give feedback a quick bump for one bar, and maybe nudge reverb dry slash wet up slightly only at the end. If you want a little extra urgency, automate a tiny increase in saturator drive for that last phrase turn. Small moves, big musical payoff. Once it feels right, resample it. This is a really smart beginner habit, because it turns your chain into a reusable asset. Route the track to a new audio track, record the impact, and then trim the results so it starts cleanly. You can leave a tiny bit of tail if it feels musical, but don't let it run too long. Then you can drop that printed sound into a drum rack, keep it as a one-shot, or save it in your project folder for future jungle and DNB sessions. Now test it in a full groove. Put it at the end of an 8-bar or 16-bar loop with drums, sub, and res. Listen to how it works with a fill, how it hands off into the drop, and whether it adds momentum without stealing attention. If the hit is too strong, lower it by a dB or two. If it clouds the mix, cut some low mids. If the tail feels too obvious, shorten it. We are always aiming for useful transition energy, not just a flashy sound design moment. A few coach-style reminders here. Think mass and room, not big effect. Leave a little roughness in the transient, because that imperfect edge often helps the sound sit with breakbeats. Level match often so you're not fooled by volume, and treat the tail like arrangement glue. It should point into the next section, not distract from the drop. If you want to push it further, you can make variations. A clean version with lighter saturation and short echo. A dusty old-school version with more drive and a little more feedback. And a darker heavyweight version, with darker filtering and slightly reduced width. Those three versions can cover a lot of ground in your projects. So the big takeaways are, start from a short kick or percussion source, add warm grit with saturator, shape it with EQ8, create the echo shadow with echo and reverb, automate it for phrase endings, and then resample it so you can reuse it fast. That's your concrete echo impact. Short, gritty, warm, and ready to slam into a jungle or old-school DNB arrangement with style.